AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The House January 6th committee holds what may be its final hearing of the summer tonight. Sagar Magani reports it will hone in on Donald Trump's actions as the Capitol riot unfolded.
Previous hearings have detailed pleas from in and out of the White House for the president to call off his supporters, but he did not for more than 3 hours. In primetime tonight, Pete Aguilar and Liz Cheney say the panel will lay out what the president was or was not doing.
During those 187 minutes.
Minute by minute.
What Jamie Raskin and other panel members say will give the most compelling evidence yet of Trump's dereliction of duty.
A profound moment of reckoning for America.
A person familiar with the lineup says two former White House aides who resigned immediately after the riot are expected to testify tonight.
A bipartisan group of senators has reached agreement on two changes to the Electoral Count Act. One aims to clarify the way states submit electors and the vice president tallies the votes. The other would bolster security for state and local election officials. Correspondent Donna Warder reports a new poll suggests a majority of Americans want Congress to pass a law guaranteeing access to legal abortion.
The poll by the Associated Press and the NORC Center for Public Affairs Research suggests that many Americans support some restrictions on abortion, especially after the first trimester, but they're at odds with extreme measures introduced in some Republican-led states.
AP correspondent Nicole Winfield reports there's outrage in Italy after Premier Mario Draghi resigned today.
Italy is in the middle of an economic crisis with soaring inflation, high energy costs. Italy has been a leader in Europe in opposing Russia's war in Ukraine, with Draghi seen as a respected statesman. And Italy also is in the middle of implementing 200 billion euros in European Union funds to help it recover from the pandemic.
This is AP News. In Manhattan Beach, California,
we are celebrating the final step in the return of Bruce's Beach to the legal heirs of two visionary entrepreneurs, Willa and Charles Bruce.
Los Angeles County Supervisor Holly Mitchell. The black couple built a beach resort for African Americans on the oceanfront property, only to be harassed and stripped of their land nearly a century ago.
It's been a long...
Yesterday's event marked the final step in an effort to address the wrong suffered by the Bruces, with the county presenting a certified copy of the land transfer to the family, great-grandson Derek Bruce.
This means a great deal to us because our forebears struggled greatly to accumulate enough wealth to buy land here in this Manhattan Beach.
Great-great-grandson Anthony Bruce.
I want to make sure that I don't lose focus as to what Charles and Willa dream was.
I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.